You've reached the St. Clair County building. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. If you know your party's four-digit extension number, you may dial it at any.
Please wait.
County Clerk's Office, this is Mary Jo. May I help you?
Hey, Mary Jo, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually trying to find an assumed name off of your website. I didn't know if you could maybe help me navigate through here.
Oh, we don't, yeah. I'm not really sure. We just look them up here when people call.
Okay.
I don't think they're on the website.
Some counties have, like, archives that you can pull up, so I was just seeing if that was something I could do here.
No. What's the name of the business?
It's probably under Chet, C-H-E-T, Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N.
And that is the name of the business?
Well, it's a DBA for trucking, so it might be Chet Shelton Trucking or Transportation or something of that nature, but I believe just his name should pull it up.
Okay. I'll have to go in the back and look through the records. Hold on.
It's a video of this dude getting shot.
Totally 80s lunch, 102.5 keys. Okay, last week there was a show on called Greatest Hits, Arsenio Hall hosted, and they covered 1980 to 1985. Ray Parker Jr. was on. Here he is. You can't change that. Totally 80s lunch.
Honey, I'll always love you. I'll always love you.
Hello, sir. I didn't find anything listed under that name.
Okay. Maybe Chet Shelton Construction. I'm sure if you looked into the name, though, I mean, it should have popped up. If it didn't, he may
Let me
have...
Chet Shelton. Hold on.
Okay.
So the only thing I see under Shelton is a Shelton Boston Properties.
Shelton Boston Properties?
Shelton Boston Properties, and that would have been in Columbia, Illinois.
Okay, I'll touch base with him. Might be giving you guys a call back. Should I call you back directly? Or?
Sure, you can call me back directly. And did you have another name to look up?
That was really it. I work for a commercial bank, and I'm trying to prove his time in business. And typically, the only way I can do that when they file as a sole proprietorship is with an assumed name or
a fictitious name. Yeah, if they didn't file an assumed name with us, though, we won't have it. How long ago was it?
Probably around 1999 or so. It's a while ago.
Okay, if I get a chance, I'll try and do a little more searching. But under that Shelton or Chet Shelton, I didn't see anything.
I think his first name legally is Chester, actually.
Well, it would have still, if I had Shelton. Chester, yeah.
Yeah, you would have seen something under Shelton.
I would have grabbed it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I can give you my direct number if you have any luck, and I'll touch base with him and see if we can figure out.
Was it in St. Clair County?
That's what he said, but...
Because it could have, if it was another county, he would have had to have registered the name with that county.
Well, between you and what I'm running up against is it looks like he has a corporation that's a concrete company or a construction company, but he's buying reefer trailers, which are for, you know, refrigerated products. So the two can't, they don't really match. So I know he has a trucking company, but I think he's been running it underneath the construction company. So yeah, I think for tax purposes, he should have had to file the assumed name at least for the trucking. But yeah, it's always a trick. It's always the hard part. But so what was your name and all?
My name's Mary Jo. I am leaving at 2 o'clock though today. But
okay.
My direct line is 825-2385. What's your name?
My name's Dennis Sanders.
And you're with a
Bank of Cardiff, if that helps.
Okay. What's your number?
It's area code 858-519-5315.
Do you know what town or city it was in?
Let me see.
He would have had to have gotten a license. So if you call the city or village, they would have had to he probably would have had to have gotten a licensing with them.
Yeah, I think he's been running everything underneath his construction company, though.
Well, he'd still have to have some type of business license under that name, too. You
know, yeah, but that, the only thing is with the... Yeah, the only thing with that is it... they would just really want to wonder why a construction company was buying a reefer trailer to haul refrigerated products.
Right.
So, let's see here. See if I can look under one other spot here. Now, of course, he's not popping up.
Yeah, I could see where he might have just bought it under that other business name. Or is buying it, whatever he's doing.
Yeah, he's probably been able to get away with it for quite some time, but they're getting stricter. I could probably still get it done. It's just,
Right.
Almost there, just one sec.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, apparently he was a referral from one of the vendors I work with, and I don't have his actual address yet. How about Belleville, Illinois?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say call the city of Belleville.
Belleville, okay. And they have their own kind of quick?
He could have got a license for it, but not registered the name.
Right.
They're supposed to register the name, but there's no... you know, register police out there, they go looking for him if they don't.
Right.
So, you know, a little bit of a catch-22.
Right. So Belleville County is actually a county in Illinois?
Belleville is a city. Mm-hmm.
Okay, city gotcha.
Is in St. Clair County.
Okay.
So if he was doing business in Belleville, he probably would have had to talk to them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I can give you City Hall's number.
Sure, I appreciate that.
That's 233-6810.
6810. 618 area code?
Yes.
Alrighty, 233-6810. Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate all your help.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.